God welcomes our vulnerability and meets it with unbound grace. Be assured that God hears our confession and forgives us. God loves and strengthens us. We are forgiven.
Let us pray. O Lord, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Give us grace to receive your truth in faith and love, and strength to follow on the path you set before us. Through Jesus Christ, amen.
This morning, I'll be reading from the book of Psalm, chapter 139, verses 13 and 14. This can be found on page 566 in your pew Bible. For it is you who form my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. The word of God for the people of God.
Our scripture reading is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. This can be found on page 1098 of your pew Bible. Let mutual affection continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. The word of God for the people of God.
Let us bow our heads and posture our hearts for prayer. God, our Creator, you made all things in your wisdom, and in your love, you save us. We pray for the whole creation. Overthrow evil powers, right what is wrong, feed and satisfy those who thirst for justice, so that all your children may freely enjoy the earth you have made and joyfully sing your praises. Be with us now as we recite the prayer that you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear the words of the psalmist. The righteous are generous and keep giving. May we be generous and share our gifts of lives and labors to our God.
Loving God, we thank you for the precious gift of mothers and mother figures. We thank you for their nurturing, their sacrifices, and their unwavering love. Today we dedicate these women to you, asking that you pour out your strength upon them when they are weary and fill them with your wisdom as they guide their families. Amen.
As we go out, may the Lord who provides for all our needs sustain us day by day. May the Lord whose steadfast love is constant as a mother's care send us out to live and work for others. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you as always. As all God's people say, Alleluia,
happy Mother's Day.